When Steel Talks is chatting this time around with yet another arranger from Trinidad and Tobago. This time around it's Mr. Devon Stewart. He's actually in Tobago as we are speaking, and he's the arranger for Owl Boys Steel Orchestra based in Tobago, the sister isles of Trinidad. Good morning to you, Devon.
Good morning to you.
Tell us a bit about what the Panorama season has been like thus far for you, the arranger of Owl Boys, based in Tobago.
First and again, it has been a hectic one because I'm from Tobago, but I'm now residing in Trinidad for the past 10, 12 years. I've been working with bands in Trinidad around the same Panorama season, but to come to Tobago on a regular basis, like on weekends or during the week, to come and do work for the band in Tobago has put a little pressure on me because I've made my mark more presently in Trinidad, so it has been kind of difficult to go to Tobago. I have to make time to do it because I have to work. So coming to Tobago, there has been a little, you know, pressure for me because I have lots of jobs to do in Trinidad around the same point in time.
Okay. Tell us a bit about Owl Boys Steel Orchestra. How many players?
Well, they have registered for 2005 Panorama competition as a large competitor, which means that they must be within the range of 90 players and 100, and no more than 90 players and no more than 120 players. So we have crossed the 90 barrier. We have met 120, so they're coming to come and players coming in one by one. You know, so the vibe is nice and everything is cool in Tobago with the band, Owl Boys.
And the selection that Owl Boys has chosen for this year's Panorama competition is what?
There's a song called Free Up, a song by Chris Tambu Hubbard. It was done in 1989, the song was done.
Okay. Owl Boys is one of the steel orchestras that has opted to go back from previous years and select a piece for competition. With the ability to go back and choose that selection, in this case 1989, was that something that you thought was a good idea? Did it sit well with the players?
First to begin, you know, the rule has changed to what you said. We could do something back from the past. But we must always take into consideration that in the past that we had songs that was available to us at a certain particular time, which we used to call pan songs, where they have advertising pan, or they're talking about pan, or they're talking about the Savannah and such like that. Some of the songs that came out in previous years came out in a certain time that the bands could grab it, practice it, and reproduce it for the Panorama in previous years. But they had some songs that came out a week before Panorama, 2 days before Carnival, and there were songs that could have played on pan. So all of those songs that we could have done in the past, we didn't have a chance to do it. So now we have a chance to say, well, a song that was a hit in the past, we could try to reproduce it back on the national instrument. That's a chance that the bands have with it. Some of the guys, the arrangers and the bands, disagree with it, some agree with it. But for me, I'm talking about on my behalf. I'm for it, and I'm against it, because the part I'm for it is that is to try to bring back that communication with the people and making them to understand that, yes, we have our instrument, we have an art form, come out and support what you have is yours. Bring back some of the songs they used to dance to and line to in parties and then in previous years. What I don't like about it is that it limits the arranger in being a creative one, because the song has been in your ears for a long time, so you could easily take a pen and pencil and draft out what you want to do from beginning when you start the song. More or less that 2005 material is something that is new to your ears, the progression of the song. It might be different because we're in a changing situation where people compose music not like how they used to compose before. And it gives us a chance to be more creative in the sense that spontaneous arranging, it takes about, it takes a good man to do a good song, like Len Boogie Sharp, Robert Graves and stuff like that, which they didn't opt to do an old song. They continue to do the tradition of doing something like, yes, they want to do something 2005, something of new material. But again, I'm for it and I'm against it, but I have to work with it. I didn't make the decision on doing a song from 1989 to do for All Boys, but they chose it and I'm working, and it came, it's coming across good.
How are you enjoying this experience thus far? In terms
the
of...
The creative arranging?
No, in terms of actually going back in time. Okay, you just mentioned, you spoke about, you know, the creativity, the spontaneity that you associate with doing or arranging a 2005 selection for Panorama. And you've mentioned, of course, the familiarity and the beauty of something that you get when you go back in time, say in this case to 1989. So this is your first experience arranging a 1989 piece or a previous year piece for a current Panorama. How are you enjoying it? How are your creative juices flowing? How are you approaching it? How, what have you done thus far?
To be honest, I've knew the song. I knew the song a long time ago. So it has been in my ears, as I said, for a long period of time, so I could know what to do from what not to do with the song. So my first interpretation of the song, when I did an 8-minute version of the song, and the band keep playing it, a lot of things keep coming, a lot of more ideas keep coming to me what I could do with it, because I know the song already. It's something that is inside of me already that I could always readjust, adjust, take out, eliminate, adding, spice it up to make it sound more nicer. So I'm enjoying it because it's easy for me right now to do something like that. But if it was something like about 2005 material, first to begin, we have to get the song as a mass media production. We have to get the whole public with it. The radio stations have to play it a lot. The players in the band have to know the song from top to bottom, as how they know a song from 1989. It could be a little difficult to handle it in that way, but during a 1989 Calypso for 2005 Panama, for me, I'm enjoying it because it comes like easy job.
Okay, what about the players? How are they responding to this?
Yeah, well, they know the song. The song is more like a loosened song. In other words, a breakaway jam session, you know. You could easily take the song and have the crowd interacting with you because that's somewhat part of the song where I'm like, I want to jump with a finger pointing in the air. Oh, yeah, you could easily get the crowd to answer back and begin to with you every time you make that part of the song. You know what I'm saying? So the players enjoy that. Even the management committee and the people that live around the area, they come out at night and in their, like, in their galleries, and they have a drink and they sit and listen to the band practicing. You know? So the vibes around the band, the players, the committee, everything is just nice so far. Can't complain.
All right. What about your practice times? Approximately, you know, what time do you go from and to on a nightly basis?
Everybody comes in the yard from around, Sada comes in the yard from 7:30 until 9. Then after, when I get to the yard, I start to do some drilling in some sections from 9 till around 12. I don't really go over 12 because people have to work. Kids might not go to school, and other people have their other livelihoods to live. So I always take it in a sense that we lock off at 12 midnight, so everybody can have ample time to go and take a rest and come back, go and do their chores during the day and come back in the panyard around 7 again and get the job done.
Okay, and you mentioned kids. What's the complement of your band, you know, approximately in terms of adults?
Well, the ages have varied from 12 years, average from 12, to, say, 50.
Okay, how many teens would you say you have in your band? About, like, say, from 12 through 18. What's your complement about?
About 70% of the band ranges from 12 to 18, 12 to 20. There's a school in Tobago called Signal Hill Senior Comprehensive School, which Dwight York and myself, we went to, it's a popular school in Tobago. And they have a Pan Academy there, and they kind of branch off from our boys. So when they go to, like, certain functions and competitions like that, they normally use all boys' pants, so the incentive is just like, as long as you're using the pants, the girls, let's come and start the Pan Academy with the All Boys Steel Orchestra. So automatically, you become a member of the band. So it's one of the ways how they're progressing in having that influx of youth in the band. From 12 to 20, they're doing it 70%, 80%, 70%, that's the way.
Okay. And being in a large band category, about how many women, you know, or females, I should say, overall, do you have in a boy?
Yeah, the band is flooded with females. I don't know. The trend has changed, you know. A lot of females playing pan in Trinidad and Tobago these days. I don't know the reason why, but a lot of good ones, huh?
This is a general question. Some pan players, musicians that we've spoken to say that, you know, they enjoy playing pan, and others still say that while they enjoy it, they experience some sort of a stigmatization from society, and in some cases, their workplaces. What are your thoughts on that? Do you have any, or do you know of any such experiences from players in general? Not necessarily only with Our Boys, but how pan is perceived by the wider Trinidad and Tobago society, who aren't necessarily geared toward pan panorama at any given time.
Okay, to be honest, the public Trinidad and Tobago, how I see it, only appreciate pan around the festive season of Carnival. Anything outside Carnival is more like you're cursing them with playing pan. I'm being very, very honest.
Mm-hmm.
That is why if somebody tends to make steel pan music a profession coming out of Trinidad and Tobago, the best thing for them to do is to try to make it go international, like go in the States, you know, go in Europe, go in Asia, do a 6-month contract, or a 9-month contract, and you come back for Carnival. And after Carnival, if you choose to come back, you go again, because the level of respect that people in Trinidad and Tobago has for steel pan music today is something close to zero tolerance on a year-round basis. Only around Carnival time you will see people coming out and listening pan, because it have alcohol involved, it have a lime around, it have food to be eaten and stuff like that, so they come around to listen pan. I don't know if they come down to really listen pan or just come for the lime, because pan is there. Another instance too is that we tend to hold back and support in our culture, which is like spending to go a show, spending like a couple $100 to see a steel band show or steel pan concert, or you have a soloist in concert. That doesn't happen in Trinidad on a regular basis, because if you start that, it comes like you're spinning top and mud. It makes no sense having these kind of events in Trinidad,
because it's not supported.
The public doesn't support it.
Okay.
They don't support these things. That's how I see it, because I've been playing pan for the past 20 years. I'm 28 now, and I've been through the ranks of being a soloist, Panorama J winner for many years. I transformed from a soloist to being an arranger. Last year I worked with La Hokkaido Pan Groove. They won the single pan category. I also did Meritone. They won the small band category last year. So I've been successful in some ways. So in other words, I try to grow a level of popularity to the people in Trinidad. But around Carnival season, that's when they know you. And after Carnival season, you come like an ant walking in the road or ants walking in the jungle. So you just come like, you're spinning top and mud. So that's why after the Carnival season, we look to get out of Trinidad and we try to make something out of it by entertaining the international audience, whether it be in Europe, America, Asia, Africa, wherever it is, we go there, we try to make a living out of it.
So what is a typical year like for Devon Stewart then? There's Panorama. What happens after that for you?
After Panorama, well, I have a band, a 5-6-piece steel ensemble, full pan. Around Carnival season, we do nothing at all. The band does nothing, because I'm more like arranging for bands, and some of the players may go and take a little knock with bands around the Carnival season. And as soon as Carnival is over, Ash Wednesday, we come together, we come back in our band rooms, and we plan out, draft out a plan for right after Carnival, which is like like, we leave the country, we go out of the country, we do some gigs, we do some concerts, and we have, like, agents all over, like, in America. We have agents in America, Europe, and Asia, which sends for us on a regular basis. We come and we entertain the world with steel pan music. So, on a regular basis, Duvon don't be in Trinidad after the Carnival season, on a regular basis.
Okay. What is the name of your pan ensemble?
CFS Fantasy.
CFS Fantasy.
Yes, CFS Fantasy. CFS means Complete Freight Services. That is sponsored the band. We just call it Fantasy.
And
we do all kind of music. We do singing. We do incorporate voices with the steel. We try to do a lot more of modern music where people never expect pan to play. A lot of originals, because that's what the world asks him for right now today. A lot of original music, and we do more predominantly stuff in Europe and Asia, because that's where we get more high praise and recognition for, you know.
Okay, Fantasy is based in Trinidad, by the way?
Yes, it's based in Trinidad.
Okay, what part of Trinidad?
121 Henry Street in Port of Spain.
All right, let's touch back on your work right now as arranger for Our Boys. You have preliminaries, I believe, coming up on Tuesday, 18th of January.
Yes.
How are you in terms of preparation for that, the players, the arrangement?
Well, I had finished the song just before Christmas last year, so we have ample time in editing the song. Everybody coming in and following in at the right time to practice and rehearse the song together as a unit. I was due to go to Africa last Friday. I didn't go. I postponed. I canceled that. So I could have ample time to come to Tobago and drill the band. I came to Tobago and I have shown a lot of progress. In terms, one, the band has grown. Our biggest side to deal with. And more players getting in sync with the music. So the preparation towards Tuesday's performance, judging, it makes me feel a little more confident knowing that we could go jump the extra hurdle to make it to the national final. So things right now with the band, they're progressing very smoothly and nicely, I must say.
Devon Stewart, thank you so very much, you know, for chatting with us.
It's a pleasure.
In your capacity as arranger for Our Boys Steel Orchestra based in Tobago, and also for letting us in on what you do for the rest of the year in terms of Pan and what you're doing with your group Fantasy. It's been really great speaking with you. When Steel Talks is happy to have had some insight into what it takes for the Panorama season in terms of what Our Boys gets into from Tobago, and also some of the obstacles, the challenges that you face as a pan player and as a musician for the rest of the year. Thank you so very much, Mr. Stewart, for chatting with Wednesday Talks. And I also want to say that we wish you all the best coming into preliminaries, and of course, if you make it to the semifinals and on to the final night of the competition. Thank you so very much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.